Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Gordon Zedd, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate the Great. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday, my friend?
All right, well, I'm kind of wondering what you guys think of this situation with this girl I'm dating.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so I've been with this girl for a few months. Actually, since Halloween. We actually met at a Halloween party.
Okay, and what is this girl's name?
Jen.
Jen. Okay, continue.
Okay, so everything had been pretty much perfect. Like, she's super attractive. She's into sports. We like the same kind of TV shows. Everything was just clicking. You know what I mean? We spent pretty much the entire holidays together. I met her parents. So, like, most of the major obstacles are out of the way.
Did her parents like you?
Bro, I'm not even lying. Her parents loved me.
Okay. I'm just checking because that can be important. So, all right. Yeah. So, everything is perfect then, but what?
So, it's a couple of things. Like, so the first thing was a couple of Fridays ago, she was supposed to come over to my place for dinner, and we're going to have a movie night. So, she texts me that afternoon. She's like, hey, I have to cancel tonight, sweetie. I'm not feeling well. So, I'm like, no problem. I hope you feel better soon. And then about a half hour later, she texts me, what did you need me to bring to dinner tonight? So I'm like, what? I thought you were sick. And then there's this long wait. You know, the little bubbles that happen on the text message?
Yeah, yeah.
Those little bubbles were going.
Yeah.
And finally she goes, no, I feel a lot better. I just had a headache, but it's gone.
Okay. So in the span of, you said a half hour or so, her headache magically disappeared then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's what I'm thinking. I don't think that first message was for me. I think she meant to send it to somebody else.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But that's not even the weirdest part. This is the weirdest part. I went out to eat with one of my friends from work last week, and we ended up eating at Applebee's. It's like a block from Jen's apartment. So I thought, hey, I'll be a good boyfriend. I'll bring her an Oreo shake, like in the song, and bring it to her as a surprise. But they didn't even have them. So I had to get her this ice cream brownie thing instead.
Wait, hold on a second. They didn't have the Oreo shake?
No Oreo shake. Apparently, it's a limited time deal or something.
That's bull crap. Shaggy, double check that. Do his math on that. Okay. All right. So you bring her back the second best dessert then.
Yes. So I surprise her. I pretend like I'm the DoorDash guy, you know, give her the food. And she asked me to put it in the fridge. So I open up the fridge and I'm trying to make room for the food. And I notice that she's got a few bottles of Bud Light in her fridge. So I'm like, did I bring over Bud Light and leave it in her fridge? So I say, hey, I see you started drinking beer now. So I pull out one of the bottles. She goes, oh, that was my brother. He was here last week.
Okay.
So here's the thing, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I swear I'm not. But I've met her brother many times. We've hung out before. Her brother's gay, and I have never seen him drink beer in my life. I'm not saying gay men don't drink beer. Not stereotyping. I'm just saying that I've never seen him drink a Bud Light. Ever.
Okay, so you think this beer might be somebody else's then? You think this brother is a cover-up, or?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, honestly, I'd be more suspicious over the text message thing than some beer in the fridge. I mean, you don't know how old that beer is. The beer could have been, like, months old.
Well, I wasn't suspicious about the text message until I found the beer. Now, I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, so maybe she's been lying to you.
Unless you think I'm acting crazy, which has been known to happen.
No, listen, I mean, we've certainly followed weaker leads than this on Dirty Work Wednesday before, and they've turned out to be, you know, more than we thought. I'll tell you what, I'm not sure we can find out what the text thing was all about, but we can definitely get confirmation on whose beer that was, if that would make you feel better.
Yeah, honestly, that would. That would make me feel a lot
okay.
better.
Okay, so sit tight. We're going to need Jen's phone number, and when we come back, we're going to give her a call, okay?
Okay, cool, thanks.
I think we're going to use some old friends in this Ooh. Particular Dirty Work named Scotty and the Buzz.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Jen, please?
This is Jen.
Jen, how the heck are you? This is K-Rock 98.6, your home for the most rock and roll. We are Scotty and the Buzz, the morning show. How's your morning going so far?
Good. Wait, I'm on the radio?
Yes, ma'am, you are, because you're about to play our contest this morning called Name That Mystery Man. It's a really fun, easy game to play, and you have the chance to win a great prize. In fact, Buzz, tell her what she could win.
Well, Scotty, Jen has a chance to win dinner for two at El Loco Gato Mexican Restaurant. The oceanfront's most delicious spot for authentic Mexican cuisine is El Loco Gato.
Back to you, Scotty. Okay, so Jen, this is a simple, fun game to play, even easier to win. I'm going to turn things over to Holly Funbags, who's going to explain the rules. Holly?
So we have a mystery man on hold. It's somebody you know, and he swears you'll be able to identify him by only giving a 7-word sentence about himself. So he came up with his sentence, and I'm going to read it to you. If you can guess the mystery man right, you win.
And it's just that simple. Jen, are you ready to give it a try?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Holly, what is the 7-word sentence?
Okay, pay attention. His 7-word sentence is, my Bud Light is in your fridge.
My Bud Light is in your fridge. Sounds like one of those old-fashioned spy movie secret phrases. My Bud Light is in your fridge. Jen, who is today's mystery man?
Yeah, that would be Chris.
Chris! Oh, now, who is Chris? He must be somebody special if his beer is in your fridge, right? Is Chris your boyfriend or something?
Well, actually, he was my boyfriend. Then he cheated on me, so we broke up. But we're sort of talking again now, trying to see where everything is at with us. I don't know.
Wow, I didn't know we were going to walk into a soap opera this morning. So you guys, you and Chris, are thinking about getting back together then?
I mean, we'll see. I'm not sure yet, to be honest.
Okay, I see. Well, then I only have one more question then. Don't you think you should probably let Nate know what's going on?
But I should probably what?
Shouldn't you probably let Nate know what's going on? You remember Nate, the guy you've been dating since last Halloween? Actually, if that doesn't ring a bell, he's on with us right now. Nate, did you want to say anything to Jen?
So I thought that beer was your brother's beer.
Oh, snap!
Okay. Okay, what's going on here?
Jen, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Is there something maybe you wanted to tell us?
No, I don't have anything to say. Wait, you know what? Sure. No, go f*** yourself. This is some bullshit. Like, this is ridiculous, okay?
Well, this is not the first time we've heard that. But is there anything you want to tell Nate? You know, like maybe the truth?
Nate, I'll call you later, okay?
Listen, Nate, I understand if you feel bad right now, but you really shouldn't. I mean, you were smart enough to know something wasn't right, and you were smart enough to catch her in the act, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just, being lied to sucks.
Absolutely, but listen, she does not deserve you. It's just not worth it, dude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.